Welcome back, listeners. This is nope.
Cut it. Ryan, we need to cut that out. We need to cut that out.
No, we'll just leave it in, I guess. This is episode 18. And I'm your host, Andy Flory, and I spend way too much money on magic.
Andy, do you like me?
Yeah.
Fact. Good. If we were on Eldraine, that would make me your Bay of Wishes.
What is
that? And that's my intro. My name is Brian Lethan, and I'm your co-host.
Oh my gosh.
Please listen carefully.
I didn't know where you were going with any of that. This is the podcast where we talk about all things Magic the Gathering. What do we have on the agenda today?
We're going to talk about what happened this past weekend.
What? Was it an event? It just sounded like there was drama.
I left it open.
Oh.
Intrigue.
Mysterious. Stay tuned for more about what happened this weekend.
Well, you know, maybe we could get a little personal with the folks and tell us what happened on the weekend, then maybe go into some magic events. Who knows? We'll leave it open.
All right. Leaving it open to interpretation.
And then we're going to go talk about the Mythic Championship this coming weekend. Some deck lists that were submitted. The game night deck lists were announced this afternoon on the mothership. We're going to talk a little bit about that. They also just announced a new unset.
Unbelievable. That's not an unset yet, so we're going to use that until that becomes an unset.
Wait, unreally?
Unreal.
Excuse you.
Squeeze me.
And then finally, we have Command Fest Chicago coming up in 3 weeks.
Yes, three weeks. Mm-hmm. It is the it's November 1st through the 3rd. So we are we're less than 3 weeks out.
And that is where we will start at. No, that's where we'll end at. We will.
Start there. Do we want to just let's see if we can remember how to do everything in reverse order? So, Command Fest Chicago.
I know we're not shooting on our normal day. So, my schedule's all off.
We're recording early because producer Ryan has an event on Wednesday, so it's Monday.
No, we don't throw any specific under the bus. We just say we just have scheduling conflicts.
Producer Ryan has scheduling conflicts. So we're recording on Monday, but this will be coming out on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
So you have no interruption in quality podcasting.
That's right.
Right. And we're going to start reverse now. And we're going to start with Command Fest Chicago. So we want to talk about...
We're going to be like the stack in Magic. Reverse.
Reverse. First in, last out.
FIFO.
Right. So we'll... Yeah, let's do... This is Magic Podcast The Stack. I'm confused, but number five was on the stack last, so we're going with that one. Command Fest Chicago. How do you prepare for weekend events?
I get really anxious the night of and usually don't sleep.
Do you really?
I usually somehow end up doing well. I don't know. I have this ritual of drink, you know, a bucket and a half of coffee, what it seems like.
Yeah.
And I'm just wired. And then I try and eat periodically throughout the day. That's not really have to do with the preparation, but that's just like my, you know, creature of habit process.
If you know that's what you're going to do, you know you got to have coffee at least.
Yeah, for the event. I think the night before, like a big event, like the last one I played in was Grand Prix Detroit.
With me.
With moi.
It was Team Unified Modern.
Yeah. I think I probably slept all of 4 hours that night.
Really? Oh, I knew the team was going to have to carry me along, so I slept like a baby.
We carried you like a baby.
You did. I only won two games that day.
High five.
Embarrassingly enough, I played Boggles. And
Bojou.
I played against humans four times. And
oh, that's right. That was on
Blue-White Control once. I beat humans once, felt really good about it. And then I beat Blue-White Control, was really impressed that I didn't have... That miracle that puts all my creatures on the bottom of the library, because that gets you and Boggles.
No, don't have to worry about Totem Armor, because it's at the bottom of the library.
At the bottom, no, that's in the graveyard.
Well, okay. Your creature's at the bottom, and but it's a sad Boggle.
I managed to get there, and that was that. But no, so preparing for an event, this came as a user-submitted question.
Wow.
And
not by Twitter, necessarily.
No, it actually was in person.
Really?
Yeah, it was in person. So someone said, what do you do to prepare for an event that's coming up? So Command Fest Chicago is coming up. So what are we going to do? Or I guess me, what am I going to do to prepare for Command Fest Chicago? The first thing I'm going to do is try to figure out how I'm going to bring all like 18 of my commander decks. How do you bring that many? I probably shouldn't bring like 18 decks, but we're driving. We're not flying, so I don't have to deal with like TSA. And then I can leave them at the hotel room. I don't have to bring them all to the hall every day because that's going to be a really heavy backpack.
Right.
And the last time I was at, when we were at GP Detroit, actually I was at Magic Fest Detroit was the last event. I didn't play. I played some Commander there, but yep. I didn't.
Got compete. My Ghost Cradle. We got there.
You got there. I realized having a backpack that was too heavy really hurt my shoulders. And that hurt for weeks. Having like 8 decks in your backpack is really heavy. But I always bring lots of snacks.
Yep.
Find the bathroom that is the furthest from the convention center hall. Because there's less people there and less of a wait. So when we were at Kobo down in Detroit,
TCF Center now, excuse you.
Oh, yeah. It changed its name.
Yeah.
When we were there, I found like the furthest bathroom because there's like no one ever there and that's great. And then...
Did you find the premium pooping stall, aka the handicap stall?
No.
No. You're not living life until you find that out.
Is there one at every... Do you think there's one of those everywhere?
I would hope so.
A premium one?
Otherwise, you're going against municipality and state ordinance.
Well, there's, but you said premium. They might all just be meh. You think there's a premium bathroom stall in every?
Well, even if the premium, quote unquote, is not
just
premium,
clean, maybe yeah. It's just clean, really like spotless. That's a premium.
Yeah, that's what we call two-owing life.
You need to give that janitor a high five after he washes his hands.
Yeah.
For keeping that bathroom pristine.
After you wash your hands, then you high five the janitor.
Well, you haven't gone to the bathroom yet, I'm assuming. Oh. He came out of finished cleaning the bathroom and you're like, oh, this is great. This is pristine. High five. You hoped he washed his hands.
But in my story, you did both wash your hands. So mine.
So actually yours is better.
So mine resolves first because reverse order.
Yeah. Okay. I like your story better. And we both wash our hands, promoting a clean...
And we do, like, the Flash Gordon, like, not really Flash Gordon, but, like, any 80s movie, we just, like, all jump in the air and we just freeze and stay there.
Yeah.
Flash freeze.
That happened.
Yeah.
And now we found the premium bathroom. So that's on the list of things that you do to prepare for an event.
We segued so hard.
So, when you're going to an event... And I guess, at least for this Command Fest Chicago, I want to make sure that I have a few different deck styles, right? So you want to have one that maybe is a bit more competitive. Like, you want to win at least one game, right? And then you want to have one that's casual, so you can play with a bunch of people and not have everyone mad at you for playing, like, extra turns.
Right,
or
you don't
land
want to be a multi-state enemy.
Yeah, you're correct. Yeah. And you don't want to just play all infinite combos. And then you want to have probably a jank deck where everybody's like, let's play this deck where I'm going to play this commander that does almost nothing, but no one ever sees any of these cards, so it'll be fun. So you want to have at least those an array of those three decks, right? I assume mm-hmm. so, for a Command Fest. This is brand new. This is new to me. This is new to you all.
That new.
You got that new hotness.
Mm-hmm.
First event ever. I hope it goes off well. I will be in Chicago that whole weekend.
What a quinkadink.
Friday... Saturday and Sunday, leaving Sunday to drive home. But there's a lot of things going on. They've got two-headed giant commander. So we're trying to figure out how we do that. And
that seems interesting.
And I don't know if it's necessarily... What am I forgetting to prepare for this event? Okay. So you've got your clothes. Right. So then you've got your general packing stuff that you have to do, right? So you have clothes, toothbrush. Don't forget your toothbrush and floss.
You never take a toothbrush, though. You always get the free hotel one.
No, you don't. Those things are terrible. And their toothpaste is never as good as your own toothpaste. But I also bring my own shampoo. I don't like using the shampoo from the hotel or the bar of soap that has like the lotion-y stuff in it, because then you feel like you never actually got it off your skin, because your skin feels like really like slick. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, well, maybe that's just me. I like soap that just dries my skin right out. I use Dove, and it just feels clean.
You mean Duvee?
Duvee. I use Dove, and I use the white bar. It smells great.
You still use bar soap?
I love bar soap.
I like wasting half of a bottle of Axe just to wash myself one time. My Axe budget through the week is like...
Do you use a loofah? Are you a loofah person?
I do use a loofah.
How often do you change your loofah?
Like once a month? I usually dry it out at least once a week.
Okay. You change it every couple times a year?
Like every couple of weeks, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work to use a loofah. But I'm not going to bring a loofah to Command Fest Chicago. I have my essentials. Just your normal essentials, right, for a vacation. So you got to pack that.
Wait,
so
you
check that off the list.
Are you going to pack your Dove chocolates?
No. Got to count those calories. Those are great, though.
You could go with dark chocolate.
That's the only way to go, honestly.
Dark chocolate.
The ones like filled with peanut butter. I haven't found the ones that are filled with raspberry in years. Those are the best. Anyway, so now we got snacks for the car ride for the road trip.
Road trip.
I'm bringing my Switch this year because Luigi's Mansion comes out on Halloween. Luigi's Mansion 3. And we're leaving on Halloween to drive out there because it's the day after Halloween.
Awesome.
But we don't get kids at our house anyway to pass out candy, so not a big deal. Yep. Right? So now I got the road trip prepared. Got snacks.
Be prepared.
Got video games. Got Disney now. Music. The jams. Okay, so now we're at Command Fest and I have snacks. Last time, guest host Mike Coyle bought a container of fancy cashews to bring with him. That and those they're like the sourdough pretzels, you know what I'm talking about? Those really huge pretzels.
Yep.
And I think I got beef jerky. I think I got those like beef and cheese packs, beef and cheese packs. Those are really good to bring to an event like that because they're just vacuum sealed. Those are really good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they make it so you're not starving, but I do not like getting food at those halls, like pizza or a burger that's like $14. And not that great.
Not to be too TMI, but every time I eat like hall food,
This feels a little TMI.
I'm like backed up.
Gross. So just, it doesn't sit well with you. You could have said that too.
I like sitting well.
It just
but
sits
food doesn't,
well.
Yeah, but hall
oh my
food.
God.
But
disgusting. I don't eat. I generally try not to. Or they have those like refrigerated sandwiches and they're terrible.
But what? So good.
No. Terrible isn't like the bread.
Full of sodium.
Well, I don't worry about my sodium. I probably have way too much
sodium.
You're
not a sodium wizard?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Uh-oh. I just made that up right now.
It was a really good joke. Loved it. Sick burn.
Wasn't necessarily a joke. It was more just to confuse you because you believed me at first.
It's like a salt wizard. Is this a card?
It's a salt wizard. It's salt? Like Time Wizard from Yu-Gi-Oh! But so, salt wizard.
So salty.
Instead of a clock wand, he has a salt wand. It's made out of salt stone.
I don't know that reference.
What, Time Wizard?
What's that from?
Yu-Gi-Oh! He was just a big clock and he had a clock.
Oh, I do. I do remember that now. That was only like 15 years ago or whatever.
Yeah. #old.
When that episode came out.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's how I prepare. I hope to bring all the decks that I think are fun and we're going to have a good time.
If
you have tips and tricks of preparing for...
I'm sorry. I just keep interrupting you with my beautiful music.
I'm a super... Okay, so...
Supersonic onto you.
That was
Can't stop me.
That was the song... That was my senior song that we graduated to.
Are you serious?
Is it Don't Stop Me Now?
Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah, that was the song we graduated to.
That's much better than our graduation song.
That's what I heard.
It was Bittersweet Symphony, which, beautiful song. Doesn't really go with graduation because it's a song about suicide.
At least it wasn't the song Graduation by Vitamin C.
Fair enough.
Because that's a cliche. We have an Unset that's coming out in February of 2020. Unsanctioned comes out this winter. Because winter is February. I'm not saying spring. Like I messed up a few weeks ago talking about future sets. It's actually a box set. So it's not a full set.
It smells awfully close to CCG rather than TCG.
Collectible card game instead of trading card game. Right. So it says Unsanctioned is a pre-constructed silver bordered experience. That's what it says. So it says it contains 16 brand new uncards to trip your untrigger. And plus the reprinting of beloved uncards from previous unsets. It's unbelievable. Oh, wait. They did say that here. Well, I didn't get the joke here, I guess, but I thought I was funny earlier. I guess I'm not. It says it also comes with...
I'm dying over
Oh, Ryan. Brian is really enjoying this.
Yeah.
Unsanctioned Unsanctioned. Unsanctioned also comes with a new full art black bordered basic land, basic lands that will do the unline proud, with a new unstyle and new art. Each unsanctioned comes with the following. So each copy of it, it's like a box set. So 5 30 card decks, 2 6-sided dice, 10 double-sided tokens, 10 full art basic lands, 5 regular and 5 premium, and 1 reusable box.
Reusable.
Well, I don't know if you're just going to, I assume you're just going to put all the decks back in the box. And that's what you're going to use it for multiple times. I mean, I guess you could take it out and use it for other things. But it's just a cardboard box.
Who just takes the deck out and then plays it and puts it back in the box? What kind of monster is that?
To be fair, I do have the Commander Anthology 2 set, and I actually put all the decks back inside those little boxes, back inside the full box.
You're a monster!
It's good for storage. That was a very good Throne of Eldraine reference in Shrek.
Don't tell him anything!
So it says Unsanctioned will be available worldwide in English. And will be available in local game stores, mass market stores, and online. It does not mention anything other than English here. I don't know what you're going to do, Brian.
Label me uninterested.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, so, but it'll be available.
Can't stop me now.
Available in local game stores, mass market stores, and online. So, that's exciting. I do like the unsets. I wish they were legal in Commander, maybe not all of them, but I don't think they would all be broken in Commander. There are some fun cards that do some ridiculous things.
I wish they would make Urza's Head legal.
Honestly, I kind of do too, because you can go to that website, click the button, and see so many other Planeswalker abilities that never get used. Because you never really want it. Well, no, during Mono Red October right now, you are supposed to play that the original Tibble, and you're supposed to always plus it.
No. Okay.
Yeah. So, but yes, the original Tibble is likely the one commander that doesn't ever get used. But that's that for that set. We also have the Game Night set. The deck lists were announced this week.
Oh, yeah. So, today on the Mothership, aka DailyMTG.com, was announced that on November 16th, the 2019 Game Night set would be released. It's marketed as an out-of-box, ready-to-play multiplayer experience, and will include 5 new cards, 1 for each color.
So many new experiences. I know. Unset was an experience. Game Nights is an experience.
Doesn't, like, their marketing lately, doesn't it sound like college graduation with new experiences?
New, that's just college in general.
That's true.
A new experience. No one asks your homework. A whole new
experience.
It's marketed as an out-of-the-box, ready-to-play multiplayer experience. Yeah.
Okay, so there's
Who is this for? Who is the Game Nights for? I'm just curious. Is this for new players? For people who are looking for just a casual night of Magic? I actually don't know who they're marketing this to.
It's an enchanted evening of casual Magic play.
Is that how you would market this?
Sure. I mean, it's coming out 2 months before Christmas, so it'd be a great starter set for any kid who is like, I want to play Magic.
Sure.
Or it's just like, you know, for old fogies like us, you know, just like, you know, I'm tired of playing my Urza commander and, you know, whomping on everybody else at the game night.
Do you play Urza as a commander?
I don't. I disguise it as Psy.
I've played against an Urza deck one time.
Was it miserable?
No, because all 3 people went against the Urza player immediately, and then they didn't do anything. So,
oh, nice.
I've never experienced the full force.
The full might of Urza. So the 5 new cards is the white one is Highcliff Felidar, which costs 5 and 2 white, is a cat beast with vigilance. When Highcliff Felidar enters the battlefield, for each opponent, choose a creature with the greatest power amongst creatures that player controls, destroy those creatures, and it is a 5/5.
So these are specifically multiplayer cards, which is very cool.
Yeah.
I like these.
The blue one is Sphinx of Enlightenment, 4 and 2 blue, flying. When Sphinx of Enlightenment enters the battlefield, target opponent draws a card, and you draw 3 cards.
And it's a 5/5 Sphinx.
Also a 5/5. Hey,
actually, they're not all 5/5s. Can't even shortcut. Keep going.
Dang it. All right, so the black is Calculating Lich, which is 4 colorless, 2 black, zombie wizard. Menace, when a creature attacks one of your opponents, that player loses 1 life. Also 5/5.
That player... The player's controller or that player? Oh, it's that player. Yeah. Okay. All right.
The red is 4/2 red. It's called Fiendish Duo. It's a devil. First strike, if a sorcerer would deal damage to an opponent and deals double that damage to that player instead.
This one is probably going to be used a lot in Commander, actually.
Yeah, I mean, every red...
It's great.
Every red Commander, I feel like that's popular, is almost...
Dictate of the Twin Gods.
Exactly.
Put on a 5/5 creature.
Furnace of Wrath.
Furnace of Wrath.
Yep. Earthshaker Giant is the green one. Four colorless, two green. It is a giant druid.
6/6, the only one that's big.
Yep.
I guess 5/5 is not small, but this one's the biggest one.
And it has trample. When Earthshaker Giant enters the battlefield, other creatures you control get +3/+3 and gain trample until end of turn.
So overrun. For
literally overrun on the creature and cost one
battlefield.
More. Yeah.
So if you can do infinite blinks with like, what's the cat from the cons block? Like you pay one and a green and you bounce something to your hand.
Teemer Sabertooth.
Yep. If you can just find a way to make lots of mana and bounce it like 2 or 3 times. I mean, you could do that with infinite mana, but then you're doing infinite. But if you can do it, bounce that a few times, that's real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good in like Yarik with Yarik's ability. Everything gets +6/+6 and double trample.
Yeah.
Gross. But all of these are, all these decks, I won't go over all of them, but they'll have at least, let's see, 1, 2, looks like 3 or 4 rares in each. And they all seem to be cards printed within the last, I'd say, couple of years. So it's kind of like a reprints-esque.
A cultivated game night, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put it.
Should be fun. I bought the last one.
Yeah.
I had fun playing that. And some of those cards were really good in Commander, so.
I feel like some people bought them for Commander, but it's just also a good casual, even playing field for all players to play. So
I mean, I bought the Brawl deck so that I could play Commander.
Yeah.
Full Commander. Yeah. I mean, the Brawl decks, I mean, I'll play Brawl a few times, but I bought them to play Commander.
Yeah.
It's the only way you can get them right now, unless you're buying singles.
I ordered a Corvol.
In Japanese.
Yeah, they finally came way down in price. So.
Oh, good.
They are affordable.
Mythic Championship 5 is coming this Friday.
Really?
October 18th. And the deck lists have been posted, and the deck lists might not surprise you. We have a lot of Golos. Actually 43% of the decks are Golos in 2 different archetypes. So, Bant Golos at 33.8% and, Golos Fires of Invention, 8.4%. So there's 2 different versions there.
Yep.
The next most popular deck type though, I guess archetype is Simic Food, 16.2%.
That is also a good deck.
And then rounding out the, top 6 is Golgari Adventure, Bant Ramp, and then Gruul Aggro. Everything else after that is not high enough to have
sum up into other.
Yeah, Frank Karsten did a breakdown of the metagame last week. His articles are great. So some fun facts, some interesting eye-opening items that he had pointed out was Once Upon a Time is the most played card among all of the 68 deck lists with 169 copies.
We'll have a little bit more of that for the modern portion of Star City.
Yeah, for sure. Followed by Hydroid Crisis at 156 copies, Growth Spiral at 138. So there's a lot of that, but I believe that the one of the cards that people are looking at right now is Hydroid Crisis, because it's just
Sphinx of Revelation on a creature.
Kind of. Less color intensive and can't be countered. I mean, the creature itself can be, but the effect itself cannot. You will gain that incremental life. And
cast trigger.
Is there a stifle in Standard right now? Yeah.
Not in Standard, but I'm just
saying. Is there not? Tail's End is a legendary creature. Disallow's gone, right? Disallow's
no longer slime, no squelch.
If there is one and we're missing it, tweet at us at Guardian Pod.
Or at Ballerman Cometh.
You could just tweet at Brian, sure.
I'm going to take all the credit.
Yeah, you take all the credit for this. One of the things that they had mentioned, that Frank Karnstein mentioned, was that what stands out is the dominance of Field of the Dead at 33.8%. Bant Golos is by far the most popular deck here. But I thought what was most interesting was that only six decks of all of the 68 didn't register a forest.
Oh, yeah.
So
very green heavy meta.
We are right now. I did see, I was looking at a few of the deck lists. So they are all posted online at wizards.com. You can find those. There is a red black sacrifice deck. I haven't seen much of that, but I assume that there are a lot of people out there. Since this is going to be a Mythic Championship that is on Arena, a lot of people will be able to tune into this one.
Yeah.
I guess on, well, you could tune into the rest, but this one is just on Arena, so you're seeing that, but on Twitch.
Is this BO1 or BO3? Hey, you stink.
It's got to be best of three. There's sideboards submitted on all of them, so I'm going to assume best of three.
Okay.
Well, you'll be able to find the Mythic Championship this Friday, October 18th, online at twitch.tv/magic. What else we got? Or we're on the last item that went on the stack first now, which Ooh. Is all of the what happened this weekend? What happened this weekend?
Two things.
Oh, okay. Two. Is it drama?
No, I just like saying that way because it builds up.
Oh, suspense. So everyone will wait to the end to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing... Okay.
So the first actually happened on Thursday, but I still include that because that's like the biggest bar night for people who work in an office. So we're still including that in the weekend.
Okay. I work in an office.
Yeah, there you go. Was the fandom... See, you can relate. You're the target audience for this joke. Was the Fandom Legends. That actually continued... they're once a week event with it's an invitation only event with 16 pros Swiss, and then they do a playoff of 8 people. Was won this past week by Martin Juza, also known as Juzum Jin on Twitter.
What was he playing?
He was playing Red Deck Wins or Mono Red, whatever you want to call
classic.
It. He's playing red. Yeah,
classic. Easy to understand for the most part, but very difficult to pilot in most cases.
I feel like you're talking about an alcoholic beverage.
Alcohol is easy to understand, but difficult to pilot. I could take that argument.
All right, fair enough.
I accept it.
He won it in a field of 3 Fire Invention Golos decks, a mono blue Arc Light Phoenix deck, which I'll get to in a minute, Golgari Aggro, and Gruul Aggro.
Mono blue with a red card featured.
Oh, I'm gonna blow your mind even more. This is actually Dimir base color. Yeah, it's blue black. This one was like the most intriguing to me because it doesn't have Golos in or Once Upon a Time in it. Just playing
top of the list in interest.
I hate you so much.
You love this.
I do. Okay, so let me bring it up, bring it out.
This is good podcasting.
Bring it up. Okay. It's brought up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 16 island, 4 grave, watery grave. And then the creatures are Arclight Phoenix.
What are you playing in black?
I'm getting that.
There's only
this is quality of podcasting. So Merfolk Secret Keeper is... It's an adventure card. The adventure portion, adventure sorcery is Venture Deeper, which is target player puts the top 4 cards of their library into the graveyard, and that's a 0/4 creature.
This is the mono blue self mill deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it plays Drowned Secrets. Whenever you cast a blue spell, target player puts the top 2 cards of their library into the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and keep milling yourself. And then it also plays, you ready for what the black is for?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
No, I actually don't. I have actually played against the mono blue part of this, and I've never seen black.
So it's for the dispersal part of Discovery Dispersal.
Okay.
And Creeping Chill.
Creeping Chill is when it hits your graveyard, you can exile an opponent, loses 3 life, you gain 3 life.
Mm-hmm.
So like a portion of Dredge. So it's not going to Thought Seize me on, or not Thought Seize, Thought Erasure me on turn 2, 3, and possibly also on 4. To always try to
fails.
Get a scoop
never,
out of me.
Never fails.
Never fails if you're playing Thought Erasure, having that on 2, 3, and 4. But
yeah. And then it plays Ashley Eckhart.
How do they win? What do they win with?
Arclight Phoenix, them to death, and probably Narco Amiibo as well.
Okay.
Incremental.
So you are swinging. You have to swing.
Yeah.
You're not milling your opponent. You have to actually win through combat damage.
Right.
What happens if...
I mean, you can technically mill them, but like that seems not...
You're supposed to do it yourself so you can get your Narco Amoebas and stuff in the graveyard.
Right.
To come out and play.
I mean, then you play Maximize Altitude, which is...
What is that?
Target creature gets +1/+1 and gains flying until end of turn. Jump start. One blue sorcery.
Oh, because you can discard a card to make it happen.
Right.
Okay.
Unsummon. I'm assuming it's to unsummon your Merfolk Secret Keeper.
To mill four again.
Right.
Yeah. It's a 0/4 defender otherwise. So not that great.
Yeah, mission briefing just kind of jumps, basically jumpstart all of your spells that you mill and or just
You just play. Put it back in your hand with that, right? Or do you cast it from your graveyard?
You cast it from your graveyard.
Oh, okay.
It's a flashback.
Sure.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you surveil too, but also a decent synergy with Drowned Secrets. And then Golos continues to dominate everything, every standard event that's in. There's three.
But it was
copies.
Only three in the top eight. At least it wasn't like five or six.
That's
or
still,
seven.
Hold on.
Like last week.
Is that the 43% metric? Let's see.
Eight.
Though it's under that 38% of top eight was some form of Golos.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yep.
That is a lot.
So this one was the Fires of Invention version, which splashes red for Fires of Invention because you ramp and then you can play any spell or two spells basically per turn, for free as long as the converted mana cost is equal to or less than the number of lands you have in play.
The turn also, you play it though, if you play it as your second spell, you can't play anymore. If you play it as your first spell, you can only play one more spell, right?
Right. So then,
people are probably like, Andy, if you just read the card, it explains that. I did not need you to explain that to me.
Yeah. That's what Andy's here for.
Reading the card explains the card.
RTC, read the card.
RTFC was our team last year. Read the card.
Read the card.
Actually, that does work really well for you.
Yeah.
But that was our team name for the last GP Detroit. Read the card. We had a lot of people give us a lot of compliments. We would sit down, we'd shake hands, introduce ourselves, and be like, I like your shirt. Thanks. Because I have to look at all your cards because I don't know how modern works.
Right. I like the guys who actually had also team shirts were like the only other people who had like designated designed
And they weren't shirts. Like they weren't like a t-shirt from like their local store. It was like an actual, they made the design themselves.
Yeah. Anyway, let's wrap this segment up so Andy
can
go.
No, you can just finish. Just keep going. I just don't have to talk anymore. Just mark this so I don't say all this. They don't have to know that I left early.
Yeah, go. Golos. Golos. So that wraps up the Fandom Legends. We're going to move on to the bigger event, which was the Star City Modern Open down in Indianapolis, which was won by Drake Sasser playing Gift Storm. It's funny that he won in a field of Once Upon a Time, which seems to be also taking over Modern. It's Once Upon a Time is played as a 4 of in most Amulet Titan decks now, as well as some Death Shadow variants. The top 8 included the deck that eventually won, which is Storm, 2 Amulet Titan, Burn, Jund's Death Shadow, Urza's Ascendancy combo, Green-White Eldrazi Tron, and Dredge. And let's actually go over. So day two actually had a pretty diverse field. Day two conversion rate, or metagame was Amulet Titan was not Amulet Titan, Jund, and Urza Ascendancy all had right around 9% of the current meta. And then Mono Green Tron and Burn both had 8%. Are you filing around with me, Ryan?
I'm trying my best.
Well, I appreciate that. Andy kind of had to go, so we'll just wing it from here.
Yeah, Andy dipped out without saying anything.
Yeah.
Which I think is a little rude.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll get him next week. We'll get him so good. And then second place we hit with was Amulet Titan played by Will Pulliam, who's actually on Twitter known as Weird Land Guy. He is a master of this deck. And he was playing 4 copies of Once Upon a Time and Summoner's Pact. So getting his Primeval Titan, not so hard. Right?
For sure.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Heck yeah. I don't know. I'm not.
You got nothing on Howie Mandel or
anything
like that?
No, I'm not good at this part. I need Andy for this part. He's good at the sign-offs.
Well, we're glad everyone joined us this week. I made you all come in 2 days early. Yeah. I feel like it's my fault.
No, we're all good. We're all good. We adjust when we adapt. Adapt, overcome, improvise. Is that what it is?
And Bear Man Grills.
Yeah, hell yeah. Heck yeah. Dang it. He's not here to censor me. I'm just so off today.
I think hell's fine. It's right.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I think that'll pretty much do it for this week's episode. We apologize for quality control. We were just kind of like had to rush everything together. But anyway, thank you all for listening. You're all the best. If you'd like to contact us on Twitter, you can find our podcast on Twitter at GuardianPod. You can find Andy at ATFlory and me, Brian, at BowlerManComeUp. Also, take a look for the hashtag GuardianPod Project Pod to find our posts and episodes. I'd like to hear from you, to send it along your comments and any topics you'd like us to talk about. We will go over those on the next episode. You can email us at guardianprojectpod@gmail.com. This is Brian, aka BowlerManComeUp, signing off. Bye!
Bye! I've never got to do that.
Yeah, so that's
not good. To be part of it.
All right. Woo. That felt.
You've never done the end part.
I know. I feel complete in my life now.
What a short episode.